This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463, and leave the last four numbers empty, regarding Stella, S-T-E-L-L-A, Shea, S-H-E-A, date of birth 2/13/1948. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Shea with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hyponatremia, which is mild, and hypertension. Her last visit was June 9th of this year. Her weight is stable. Home blood pressures usually range between 110 up to 130 over 70 to 80, and occasional readings are just under 100 systolic. Usually at that time she feels tired and washed out, but that's only happened twice within the last 2 months, according to her home blood pressure log. She denies hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. She does have the paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, but the rate is very controlled at this point. And no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight Eliquis. She's actually taking 5 milligrams once a day instead of twice a day. Her atorvastatin is 10 milligrams daily. She takes zinc and magnesium, vitamin D and calcium, Tylenol, 500 milligrams in the morning, 1,000 milligrams in the morning, and 500 milligrams at bedtime. Tramadol is 50 milligram up to 4 times a day as needed, and metoprolol is 50 milligram once a day. Physical exam, weight 181 pounds, pulse is 59, oxygen saturation is 99% on room air. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 132 over 76. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. The lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft without ascites, no peripheral edema. In labs, most recent labs were done November 24th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.16. Estimated GFR is 49. Calcium is 9.8. Sodium, 135. Potassium, 4.8. Carbon dioxide, 29. Albumin is 4.3. Phosphorus, 3.5. Hemoglobin is 12.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease. The patient will continue to have labs checked every 3 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, mild hyponatremia, currently stable, and the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.